Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. My Digital Money can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bag under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. We are at war and we are in a recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know, but it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And do you know who will get hit the most? You. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family, because things will get worse. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You've worked too hard to build your savings and investments to see it all crushed to bits. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold Investments ticks all the boxes to keep you safe. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or higher. Stop worrying and visit X22Gold.com. That's x22gold.com. There's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3025, and today's date is March 21st, 2023, and the title of the episode is Trump will become more powerful than a deep state could ever imagine. Deep state trapped. Justice. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, as they push their agenda, they're going to continually lose their power. What do I mean by this? Remember, the World Economic Forum, the central bank, they're depending on certain leaders to push their agenda. We have those people that are hiding in the shadows, and then we have the foot soldiers that are pushing certain agendas, and those individuals are Trudeau, we have Macron, we have Biden, we have many other people in other countries. And then below them, we have other corrupt individuals that are part of the criminal syndicate. Now, they're receiving instructions from higher up, which means they need to do certain things to push this entire system that we're in today into the Great Reset, into the Green New Deal. Now, once again, the higher ups, who are not elected officials, they're part of the criminal syndicate, like the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and the rest, they're telling these individuals, listen, we need to do this or it won't work. Now, they can go through the rule of law, and I'm talking about Macron, Trudeau, Biden, or as things get tougher and tougher and tougher, they're going to have to go around the rule of law. And I think we're already starting to see this. They are becoming desperate because they realize everything that they want will not happen if they go through the rule of law, which means as they keep doing this, they're going to lose power as time goes on. And that has already started. Think about what's happening out in the Netherlands. They tried to take the farmers' land. They fought back and now they have the majority. They have a voice. Look what's happening with Macron in his country. He decided to use the nuclear option, go around parliament and push his agenda. And now his party is now weak because of that. And the people in Paris, what are they doing? They are continually protesting. Garbage is piling up on the streets. Ports are blocked. Fuel is running in short supply. Transportation of essential goods and services have been brought to a standstill. These are the outcomes of a general labor strike that has been happening in France as a result of what Macron is doing. So they're going to continue to push their agenda because remember, when Trump came into the White House, he put them behind schedule. He reversed everything that they were trying to do. And now they have accelerated the plan and they're trying to get to where they need to be. And to do this, they have to go around the rule of law, which the people will see, which the people won't like. And they have to push their draconian policies, which the people do not want. And that means people are going to protest. Protest like we've never seen before. Look what's happening here in the United States. Biden is out there, and he put this out on Twitter. He says, I'm issuing a presidential memorandum directing the Secretary of Commerce to consider designating about 777,000 miles in the Pacific Ocean as a new national marine sanctuary. That would make it the largest ocean area on the planet with the highest level of protection. So what is he really protecting it from? Is this all up and down our coast in the Pacific? Of course it is. So why is he doing that? Actually, Tom Fitton on Twitter says, why are you doing this? Well, how is it going to help the commercial fishing industry? Most likely not. It will impact that. How about drilling for oil? Well, you know, that's what this is for. Because you know, within the plan that he was just mentioning, it sounds great, but the plan includes offshore wind farming, land and water conservation, and a strategy for reducing international shipping emissions. So basically, let's translate this. I just stopped oil drilling, so we will have no more oil drilling in this area. I'm already designating this area for wind farms in the ocean. And since they're wind farms, that means the fishermen, that entire industry, will not be able to fish there, which means you'll have to eat bugs, which means you'll have no oil production, which means we can start moving people to the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. Now, when the people hear this and they start to realize what's going on, do you think the people are just going to go, hey, this is a great idea? Or do you think certain industries are going to start to fight back? Do you think the people are going to start to fight back? I do believe so. Just like the people are fighting back against the Green New Deal, climate change and all this, people don't believe it. They realize that this whole thing is one gigantic hoax. And the entire electrical vehicle push is completely breaking down. Actually, Reuters put this out, and it's very surprising that Reuters did do this. They published an article revealing that the electric vehicle revolution might not be as environmentally friendly as automakers claim. Because a scratched or slightly damaged battery pack could lead insurance companies to scrap the entire car. The battery right now can't be repaired. And they cost tens of thousands of dollars. That's where the actual cost is for the car. It's not the outside of the car and the wheels and everything like that. It's actually the battery. And insurance companies have found that it's uneconomical to replace the battery packs if damaged. So right now, there's a problem because if you're in a fender bender, if it gets scratched somehow, if there's a leak because something hits it or something happens to it, the entire car, everything is just scrapped. Is that environmentally friendly? No, because if you throw away the vehicle at an early stage, you've lost pretty much all the advantage in terms of CO2 emissions. And if you're charging up your electric car, where do you think the electricity is coming from today? It's coming from gas, oil, coal. So that's where it's coming from. Actually, people are actually charging their cars using gas-powered generators. That doesn't make any sense. So this whole thing is falling apart. The people aren't bored, and They're having a very difficult time trying to push this. And as this happens, we know what's happening. The entire economic system is falling apart. Why? Because they want to move into the Great Reset. And more companies now, they're laying off people. We saw Meta. They've laid off tens of thousands of people. Amazon has cut 9,000 more jobs, bringing 2023 total to 27,000 jobs. That's just unbelievable. And we can see that fuel prices are going to move up because of what Biden just did out in the ocean, or trying to do, most likely completely unconstitutional. And we see inflation moving up. And this is all part of their plan to actually have a controlled demolition. Remember, raising the rates isn't going to lower the inflation. This is not 1971 when we came off the gold standard and everything was steady and we had a very small amount of debt. It's not the same. And if you look back in Argentina, actually, Javier Corrales put this out on Twitter. When you look back at Argentina, they had at one time 100% inflation. And this was back in the 90s. And this is what he put out. If I had to pick a chart showing what it means to say we refuse to learn from experience, it would be this one. I started my career studying Argentina's remarkable defeat of inflation in 1991. And look at this. Country is back to 91. No learning. And inflation is back to 100%. Actually, back in the 90s, it reached 200%. Absolutely unbelievable. But why does this keep happening? Because it's the system. It's designed this way because of all the printing. That's what you see. And remember, this is not 1971. See, in 1971, we came off the gold standard. We had a very small amount of debt, and they were trying to stabilize the fiat currency because it was pegged to something that was stable. The fiat currency was very volatile. Isn't that funny how they say Bitcoin is volatile? You know, gold is volatile. We have to control that. Silver, yeah, we got to control that too. But when the fiat currency came off the peg from gold, it was very, very volatile, and they had to control it. This is why they raised the interest rates back then in 1971 all the way up to 82. It was around 16.4% interest for a CD and 18.45% for mortgage rates, because this is how they had to stabilize the volatile fiat currency. Just like they say Bitcoin's volatile, but is it Bitcoin that's volatile, or is it the fiat currency? Is gold volatile, or is it the fiat currency? Because gold was actually keeping the Federal Reserve note stable. And the only reason you saw interest rates move up that high is because they had to control it. This time around, it's very, very different. This time around, we have an enormous amount of debt. They brought the interest rates down very, very low because they knew if it was 18%, do you think that would be a complete and utter disaster today? Even if it's 9%, it would be a complete and utter disaster today. Why? Because of the amount of debt, not just with the federal government. That's one reason. But think about everyone in this country. Actually, think about the world. Most of the people are living on credit. And a new study came out, and U.S. credit card debt has surpassed $1 trillion for the first time in history, as more and more Americans have to borrow to get by. Think about this for a second. So consumers, they took an additional $92.2 billion in debt last year, the highest single year amount since 2007. 2007, right before what? Oh, that's right, the Great Recession. And the average U.S. household owes about $8,600 on the credit cards. This is a complete and utter disaster. And look what Biden has done. He decided to veto that bill that was going to stop the ESG investing. And what did he do? Well, by the way, this is completely unconstitutional, which we'll be talking about in just a sec. But he's trying to destroy what? The pensions. Why would you want to destroy the pensions? Why would you want this to lead to the destruction of the economy, to try to usher in the Great Reset, the central bank digital currency? Because a lot of people, going back in time, they have a lot in their pensions account. And these people, they're either getting it right now or they're getting ready to retire. Kevin McCarthy put this out on Twitter. He said the following. In his first veto, Biden just sided with woke Wall Street over workers. Tells you exactly where his priorities lie. Now, despite a bipartisan vote to block his ESG agenda, it's clear Biden wants Wall Street to use your retirement savings to fund his far-left political causes. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bag under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Tom Cotton put this out and said, Joe Biden's first veto as president, letting retirement fund managers prioritize ESG scams over the best performing investments. Why is he playing games with working people's retirement money? Now, his decision, I'm talking about Biden right now, Biden's decision to veto a bill that would have killed a Labor Department rule on environmental, social, and governance investing has effectively seized your pension and expropriated it, directing it to investment in this failed green agenda. This is completely unconstitutional, but remember how they play the game. They know it's unconstitutional. He knows that this cannot be allowed. Whenever a politician sticks their foot into how to invest money to carry out their own personal political agenda, not only is it unconstitutional, but it is really criminal. The Fifth Amendment says the following, and I'm going to read the bottom line, by the way, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. The clause was intended to uphold the principle that government should not single out isolated individuals to bear excessive burdens, even in support of an important public good. What Biden and the D's have done is so unconstitutional, it is no longer funny. Anyone who voted for this act is not qualified to be in Congress, for they obviously are ignorant of the Constitution, which they have sworn to uphold. So the Fifth Amendment explains it. They know that this is completely unconstitutional. And what do you think is going to happen next? There's going to be lawsuits like you've never seen before, but remember how they play the game. Well, we know we have time. Let's start changing the investment strategy and let's start destroying the pensions. That's what they want to do. Now, it might take 6 months for the lawsuits. It might take 8 months for the lawsuits. But this is a pattern that we are now seeing with mayors, governors, and the Biden administration and certain individuals in Congress. Now, we got rid of those people in the House and the Patriots have taken control. But you can see that they are following an agenda. And every time they do this, they're putting out a law or they're vetoing a law that is completely unconstitutional. And they know it. They knowingly have done this on purpose because they're playing a game with the system, which means these people, as soon as they've done this, I can understand once, okay, it was a mistake. Let's give them that. You do it again. Well, that's unconstitutional. You were warned the first time. Now you have to leave your position. I mean, this is the point we're at right now where we need to remove these people because they're knowingly destroying the country. They're knowingly going against the Constitution. And if they're doing this, the oath that they took, well, they just broke it, which means we need to remove them. And remember, these people are the deceivers. They are deceiving the people. They make something sound good so they can usher something in the background. What do I mean by this? Remember when Biden was out there letting everyone know he's going to be going after the billionaires? He's anyone that makes over $400,000, don't worry, they're going to get taxed. And the little guy, the worker, they're going to be okay. Now everyone goes, yes, that's exactly what we want. Actually, that's what they did when the Federal Reserve came into existence and the IRS came into existence. We're only going to tax the wealthy. Don't worry about it. And everyone said, yes, they should pay because it sounds good, doesn't it? Sounds like they're on your side. But what happened? Oh, wait, over time, that was a trick. Oh, now we got to tax the middle class. Yeah. But the poor, you're still good. You're with us. Yes. Then a couple years later, what happened? Well, you know, we're spending a lot of money here and we're going to have to start taxing the poor. Now everyone's taxed. The same thing is going to happen here. What are they trying to do? Well, they can't put more taxes on the people. That's pretty noticeable, isn't it? But what happens if they tax unrealized gains? Even though an asset has not been sold, it's sitting there like your house, your stock investment. What happens if they tax unrealized gains? Well, that's exactly what they're trying to do. By the way, this is completely unconstitutional. The Biden White House, they want a prepayment of tax obligations on your wealth. And they're coming after your assets. Now, they're saying they're going after the wealthy right now. And that is their trick. And what they're going to do later on, they're going to say, okay, now we're going to have to do the middle class. Now we're going to have to do the poor. So what they're doing right now is they're looking at your assets. You might have stocks. You might have a pension. You might have a house. And you didn't sell it. You're just holding on to it. And they want to pay taxes on the money that you made on, even though you didn't accept it. Now, this asset can go down. Stocks can drop, your home price can drop, but they want you to pay on it before you even sell it. This is what they're trying to do because they realize they need more money to function and they're trying to bleed the people. Remember, you're enslaved in their system and their system implodes on itself and it gets worse and worse as time goes on. And this is what they're really doing here. They're not just taxing people over $400,000. They want this to be passed into law, which is completely unconstitutional. And they want this to be put into place so later on, they can go after every single person's wealth. Why? Well, think about the central bank digital currency. Think about what they're trying to do here. Now, what's very interesting is that we know that banks hold gold. They hold, you know, precious metals. We know that governments supposedly have gold or other precious metals. And what we come to find out is that Chase Bank, they did an inventory of their precious metals, of nickel, and they found out that they didn't have nickel in the bags. They actually had rocks. So they had 54 metric tons of nickel. That's what they thought they had. And when they started to do the inventory, they found out they had stones. Now, the nickel was worth $1.3 million. And right now, all they have is bags of rock. Now, I wonder if you start looking at governments around the world, do they actually have gold or do they think they have gold? That is very interesting. And Chase better start looking at everything else they have, like all the silver, gold, and everything else to make sure that that is not just all rocks. And I'm sure other banks need to start doing this too. But you can see that the central bankers, the World Economic Forum, they're not even hiding it anymore. They're already admitting that we're moving to the central bank digital currency. QTime Network put this out on Telegram, and this is coming from Christine Lagarde. She's the head of the EU, and she admits that the central bank digital currency is part of a new financial system to be created in which the state rules your spending on behalf of European central banks. Because when she was doing the interview, she was letting everyone know, we don't want Amazon to create a currency. We don't want Meta to create a currency. We don't want people using Bitcoin because that's completely out of our control. We want a centralized currency that we can control and we have the ability to shut you down or allow you to spend. This way we have full control of what you can do. And this is pretty much out in the open now. It's not even a secret. Everyone thought it was a conspiracy theory. Everyone thought the Great Reset was a conspiracy theory. But you could see it's completely coming true right now. Paul Sperry put this out and said, crisis by crisis, the Federal Reserve lawmakers and regulators are busy designing a financial system that looks a great deal like a national bank. And that is coming from the First Trust Advisor, Chief Economist Brian Wesbury. So are they trying to create a centralized banking system? Of course they are. That's how the central bank works. That's how the central bank digital currency works. They want everything centralized, which I find very interesting because if they do that, they take the power and they remove the power from all the other banks, which is what they want. It looks kind of scary, but to shut down their system, is it easier to shut it down when they're all in one place and to shift everything away from them? Or is it easier to shift away from the system when it's all spread out all over the place and you have to make sure that you can, you know, maneuver around all these other banks? I do believe the Patriots are waiting for the central bank to remove pretty much as they possibly can, centralize as much as they possibly can, because that's an easier target to hit. Because when you have something centralized like the central bank, and everything is in one place, and one entity controls it, it's much easier to take out than a decentralized system that's all over the place. And it seems like the Patriots, they're most likely waiting for that moment. Now, we can see that countries now, like China and Russia, they are starting to use national currencies, and other countries are coming on board, which means a centralized currency, well, that's going to have quite a bit of problems. Bullion Bitcoin BS on Telegram put this out and said, Putin, we are in favor of using the Chinese yuan for settlements between Russia and the countries of Asia, Africa, and Latin America. I'm confident that these forms of settlement in yuan will develop between Russia partners and their counterparts in third countries. So they're looking to use their national currencies right now, and that means they're moving away from the petrodollar. How do you get out of this system? Well, it seems like it's already being done. And how do you force the central bankers to centralize everything so you can actually destroy them in the end? Well, it looks like that is happening. Because look what's happening here in the United States. There are many states right now that are saying that we're not going to be using the central bank digital currency. Florida is one of them. DeSantis put this out on Twitter and said, the Biden administration's creation of a central bank digital currency is about one thing, control. I'm calling on the legislature to prohibit the use of so-called CBDC in Florida, protecting Floridians from government surveillance and control of their personal finances. Now, I do believe Texas is doing this and many other states are going to start to do this. And you're going to see a lot of the red states start to move in this direction, and they're going to be moving away from the central bank digital currency. This is what needs to be done to move away from their system. We can't have all the states going with this. So I do believe it's going to start at the local level. The people are going to be pushing their states, the legislators, their governors to move away from this. Of course, the blue states are probably going to go along with this. But in the end, if they don't get everyone, it's not going to work. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this. And you can see now their states are now pushing back. Countries around the world are going to be pushing back. And yes, there'll be pockets of the central bank digital currency. But in the end, for the United States to move into a central bank digital currency, they're going to need the help of Congress. Congress is going to have to pass a law. Now, is Biden going to try to create an executive order? Most likely. Is it going to be unconstitutional? Absolutely. But they know that's going to take time. But in the end, it will be unconstitutional. In the end, they will not have what they need, just like with the vaccine passport and the vaccine mandate. They tried to do everything unconstitutional. They tried to force people into doing something, and everything was reversed. The same thing is going to happen now. And you can see there is a battle of currencies. No, it's not the battle of currencies of the fiat currency. It's a battle of the currencies between the central bank and the people's currency. And in the end, the people are going to win because there's a lot more of us than there are of them. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are going all out right now, no matter what. Remember, they're fighting for their lives. They're panicking. They know that Trump can actually arrest them at any time. They know that he has everything. He's seen the declassified information. They know that once he regains his power, which I already do believe he has that power, the military's behind him, but they know he's following the rule of law. They know that he's going to do everything according to the law. So we're playing a big game of chess right now. Trump already let him know, checkmate. There's only a couple moves left, and they're trying to make every move possible. Now, think about all the moves they're going to be making. Just go back to the past. All the moves they have made, they have all failed. Has that helped them or hurt them in the end? Look what's been happening over this entire period of time. Think about the Alpha Bank hoax, the Russia hoax, all the different cases with Avenatti, Stormy Daniels. Think about impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two. Think about cheating in the election, the pandemic. Think about everything that they tried to do. Because in the end, when the truth comes out and the people see the truth and they realize who was behind every single one of these, the people are going to realize it's exactly the same players. It's the same people. And why were they doing all of this? Why did they keep trying over and over and over? Because they were guilty of crimes. They were guilty of crimes against humanity, of treason, sedition, and they didn't want to get captured. They didn't want to be thrown into jail. So Trump, on this big chessboard, he says, okay, keep doing what you're doing, because every time you do this, it makes it worse and worse for you. And the people, they see it and they understand it. And every time you come after me to get to the people, because I'm just in the way, the people see who the criminals really are. Because time and time again, it's proven that you did this for a political purpose, to save yourselves. And the people, they are realizing this. Now, Trump, if they indict him on Wednesday, there are anonymous sources saying that, yes, the grand jury is going to reconvene on Wednesday. And they're saying that they're going to indict Trump and they're going to arraign him next week. If this goes through, this is going to destroy the prosecutor in New York. It's going to destroy the deep state, because it's going to make Trump more powerful than they could ever imagine. Think about it. Every time they've done something, has it hurt him? Or has it helped him? It has helped him every single time. And this time around, it's going to make him more powerful than they ever could imagine. And those people that were coming after him, they are doomed. And really think about how the people now are going to be united. This has been building from the very beginning. And the people have been coming together a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. And now the deep state's going to see who the majority really is. Now, yesterday I said everyone should put up a flag, put it up on your house, put it on your car, wear it on your clothing. You go to work, put it in your cube. If you drive a bus or a train engineer, put it on your vehicle. If you're a trucker, biker, put it on your vehicle. Take pictures of the flag. If you're on social media like True Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Rumble, you name it, post it all over the place. When you're commenting, put the flag there. Let everyone see the flag. We support President Trump. This is for our country. This is for our way of life. When people say, well, what can I do? I'm only one person. Well, how about we all work together? How about we unite and we show the deep state how powerful we really are? Show them everywhere they look when they walk down the street. If you live in a city, have the flag out your window. If you're in a store, have the flag there. Everywhere they look, let them see patriotism. They hate patriotism. They hate the American flag. They hate what we stand for. Show them. Show them who we are. Let them hear you. And that will then send a message. Now, if Trump is indicted on Wednesday, I'm going to be putting out another video. It's only about 4 minutes long. And if he doesn't, then the video won't be out there. So once again, we're waiting to see what happens. And we're waiting to see if they're going to follow through on this. And I do believe Trump, for some reason, I think there are a couple of traps that are set with this whole thing. Because Trump, he needs to set a precedent. And he needs to show the people, look, I am the first president that they indicted. Now, we can indict other people. And I do believe he's leading them down this path. And with this, with everything that you're seeing and all the other precedents that he set, I do believe that he's going to use, not him himself, remember, it's going to look organically, all of this is going to be used against the deep state. You can see already the House, they are already getting the financial information from the Biden administration, from Joe Biden, from Hunter Biden, soon other people in his administration, most likely you're going to see his other relatives being brought into this. Then you're going to see them order taxes because they do have the ability to do this. Because these are all the pieces in the puzzle that you need to go after these people. Remember, we only have one chance to do this. And it has to be done right and it has to follow the rule of law. And I do believe this is why Trump has been doing this. He knew that he was going to have to take all slings and arrows. This is a dirty war. Yes, it's an information war and soon they're going to try to make it into a physical war, but it's a war nonetheless. And he knew that sometimes you're going to have to sacrifice certain things. Just like if a general was trying to take over a piece of land, he knows that certain soldiers, they're going to be sacrificed. Is it a good thing? No, of course not. It's hard to do, but it is war. Trump knows this. He knows he needs to put certain things into place if he's going to go after them. And that's why he's doing this. And I don't believe we need to be afraid. Yes, do we need to support him? Yes, do we need to show the deep state who the majority is? Does the deep state need to hear our roar? Absolutely. And how do we do this? Do we go onto the streets so they can infiltrate us? Absolutely not. How about we just show who the patriots really are? It's that simple. Show the president, empower him. Show him that, oh my God, we're behind you. Let him look and see all the flags. Let him see everyone that's behind him. Let him see the support. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later, talking about the arrest and what we can do here. But first, let's talk about Joe Biden, because it seems like the walls are closing in on him and it's getting worse and worse for him. And I do believe that as this continually builds, they're going to be removing Biden in the end, most likely with the 25th Amendment to save face here. Now, America First Legal They went ahead and they sued the National Archives to obtain the Burisma records from Biden's time as VP. And America First put this out and said the following on Twitter. As a result of that litigation, we have obtained a trove of new docs from the archives directly linking Joe Biden to Hunter's profiteering in Ukraine. Despite Joe Biden's assertions that he had no involvement with Hunter's appointment to Burisma, he signed off on the official statement in response to questions from reporters about whether Hunter's position undermined the VP's credibility in pushing anti-corruption measures. Eric D. Sherwin, Hunter's associate at Rosemont Seneca Advisors, LLC, corrected typos in Vice President Biden's official statement. The VP's office connected reporters who were writing about Hunter's appointment to Burisma to Amos Hochstein, the point person for international energy affairs at the U.S. Department of State, to provide a unique and valuable perspective on the relationships in Ukraine. Wall Street Journal journalist Paul Sohn reached out to the office of the vice president regarding whether Hunter's involvement with Zolchevsky at Burisma would undermine the vice president's message on Ukraine. Office of the Vice President connected the Wall Street Journal to Amos Hochstein. Amos Hochstein is, according to Politico, the most influential Joe Biden advisor that most people don't know about. According to Axios, he is one of President Biden's closest confidants. According to Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson, committee staff report, then U.S. Special Envoy and Coordinator for International Energy Affairs, Amos Hochstein, raised concerns with VP Biden and Hunter that Hunter's position on Burisma's board enabled Russia disinformation. However, Hochstein testified to the committees that he did not recommend that Hunter leave Burisma's board because he did not believe that was my place to have that discussion, one way or the other. Jim Rison, New York Times journalist, was also working on a story related to Vice President Biden's trip to Ukraine and Hunter Biden's role with Burisma Holdings and reached out to the office of the vice president. After providing him with the official statement signed off by Joe Biden, the office of the vice president recommended he speak with Amos Hochstein, the State Department point on international energy affairs. Instead of answering the questions from the New York Times regarding whether Hunter had even traveled with Vice President Biden to Ukraine, the office of the vice president urged the New York Times not to publish embarrassing details from Hunter's record. The office of the vice president also worked hand in glove with Rosemont Seneca in response to press inquiries, including the story about Hunter Biden's Ashley Madison account. Eric D. Sherwin, Hunter's associate at Rosemont Seneca Advisors, LLC, fielded press inquiries on behalf of both Hunter and former President Kwasniewski, who were board members of Burisma and coordinated with the office of the vice president. Inquiries about Ashley Madison account registered with the Hunter Biden's emails were fielded by official statements from both the office of the vice president and Rosemont Seneca Advisors, LLC. The records include an email from then U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie L. Yovanovitch, to, among others, Victoria Nuland, currently the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs at the Department of State, Anna Mankanju in VP Biden's office, and Eric Cherimella. In an email prepared by Ukrainian public relations and political intelligence firm called IB Company, Yovanovitch reported the following. Given the evidence that the VP Biden was signing off on statements concerning his son's involvement with Burisma and the Obama officials were aware of Burisma's alleged activities, it appears that former President Trump's concerns about Biden family corruption were shared. The apparent failure of the federal authorities to open or pursue appropriate criminal inquiries raises troubling concerns about the poisoning of our justice system with political agendas. These documents also take a heightened significance given escalating military conflict in Ukraine. America First Legal will continue to release more documents as they are obtained as a result of the litigation. Now, that is very interesting because now we have the documents, we have the emails showing that Joe Biden was involved in Hunter Biden's business dealings, and the case is building and building, and the House can definitely use this information. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that Daniel Goldman, he was behind the impeachment hoax number one, number two, and it seems that he is also behind what is going on with the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg. Paul Sperry put this out and said the following. Hill sources say Democratic Representative Daniel Goldman of Manhattan, who prosecuted the first Trump impeachment and has been bragging to reporters about sabotaging GOP investigations of the Bidens, has privately consulted with Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, over indicting Trump. That is very interesting. So where did he get his marching orders from? See, this goes all the way up to the top. And we're going to see all this information come out sooner or later, because the truth always comes out. And everything that they're trying to do right now to Trump, it's not going to work. Yes, optic reasons, it's going to look like, oh, look, Trump's arrested. They got him. But in reality, he's actually turning the tables on them. And this will all be used against them in the end. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know the FBI, they're just like the SS. And we know that they're building a new headquarters. And Representative Matt Gaetz and five other Republicans, they're going to be introducing legislation that calls for the House to halt all spending. And it seems that they're trying to stop all of this because we could see they want to hire more FBI agents, which means more SS agents. And it looks like they're getting prepared and ready to actually control everything here in the United States. Because if you look back in Nazi Germany, this is exactly what they did. And we'll be talking about that a little bit later. But we can see that we've been infiltrated from within. And how did they do this? Well, they took over Hollywood. They took over corporations. They took over the schooling system. They took over DC. And they created a criminal syndicate network. Soros was involved. The Chinese were involved. Because later on, they wanted to make it a lot easier to take over the country. How can you take over a country where you have a military that is strong and you have the people of this country where they have a weapon? Some people have more than one weapon. How can you possibly take over a country? Well, you would have to infiltrate the country. You would have to weaken the armed forces. Why do you think Trump built it back up? But you would have to weaken the military, bring in anyone, doesn't matter if they meet the qualifications, and you need to weaken the population. You need to convince the young moving forward that they're either a boy or girl, let them dress like girls, and all of a sudden, you have all these transgenders all over the place, and the population is being weakened a little bit at a time. Now, once again, the whole population isn't weakened. It's a very small subset, but you also need to get rid of the weapons. You need to take the weapons away from the people. And remember, in the 16-year plan, Obama was supposed to complete this, but he didn't. Now you have Biden as the front man, and Obama's really in his third term, and he doesn't care what the optics look like. They're just going to try to finish up what was supposed to be finished up when he was in his presidency. And you can see they're actually doing this. Why? Because they need to bring in illegals into this country, gangs, criminals, even Chinese, to actually go after the American people and bring this country down. Rosie Memos put this out on Twitter. It said the following. 91% of Chinese nationals crossing the border illegally and being released into America are military-aged men. So let's just back up for a sec here. We have Chinese coming into this country. They're military-aged men. We have other criminals coming into this country, drug traffickers, human traffickers, child traffickers, pedophiles, MS-13 gang members, terrorists. What do you think this is all going to be used for later on? See, they can't use these people if the American people have a weapon, because if these people tried to go to people's homes, if they tried to get them in all different places, well, it's not going to be a very good situation. Yes, in those blue states where most of the people don't have weapons, it will be a lot easier. But the rest of the country, it's going to be very, very difficult. And this is why they've been trying to get the weapons away from the people, because this is what a tyrannical government does. And you can see they used censorship, they banned people, and they kept people up on certain platforms because they needed to control the narrative. Emerald Robinson put this out, and she said the following. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. We are at war and we are in a recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know, but it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And do you know who will get hit the most? You. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family, because things will get worse. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You've worked too hard to build your savings and investments to see it all crushed to bits. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold Investments ticks all the boxes to keep you safe. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or higher. Stop worrying and visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. There's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Why were some conservative influencers allowed to stay on Twitter while Trump, Bannon, Flynn, and many others were banned? What were those conservative influencers not talking about the last few years? The conservative influencers who were never banned from Twitter share some common traits. Most of them dismissed election fraud as an issue, said nothing about January 6 prisoners, did not complain about COVID vaccine, supported our proxy war in Ukraine. By unlocking banned accounts in a certain order, Twitter has shown you exactly who the intel agencies dislike the most. Now look at the conservative influencers who were never banned at all the last few years. Really makes you think. And it does, because those people were able to stay on these social media platforms to control a certain narrative. The narrative that they didn't want, well, they banned those people. But now people are being brought back on. I wish everyone this happened a little bit quicker, but people are being brought back on, and we'll see how this all plays out in the end, because their system now is broken. They don't control the narrative. They don't control Twitter. They don't control Truth. They don't control Rumble. So if they don't control the other platforms and they're growing in size, which they are, they lost control. If the ratings of the mainstream media is taking a dive and people are no longer listening to them, they don't control the narrative, which means if they don't control the narrative, how are they going to control the civil war, the chaos? It's going to be very difficult. So the only way to do that is to shut down communication so people can't communicate. And they only want you to get your communication from one place, which I do believe that's what they're going to do in the future. I don't mean it's going to happen tomorrow, but that's what they're going to try to do in the future, because that's the only way they can maintain control. And they also want to bring us into a war. Remember, I do believe this information war is going to be moving into a physical war, just like we saw in 2020. They went physical. They tried to get the Trump supporters, MAGA supporters, out there on the streets. They wanted a civil war. I mean, think about what they did. They burned down buildings. They killed people. They looted. They were trying to bait us out into the open. It didn't work. They're going to do it again. And if this all fails, they're going to bring us to war. See how this is all playing out right now? Since we're talking about war, we can see that Kirby is out there. We can see Blinken is out there. And they're all on the same page. They're trying to blame Trump. And they're saying that, yeah, everything that you're seeing with China and Russia, where they want peace, actually, they mean war. So they're trying to force us into war, trying to convince us that everything that we're seeing, it's because of everyone else. Clandestine put this out and said the following. Now Kirby admits that Putin and Xi have been aligned for years, and all of this is actually Trump's fault, followed by false talking points that Russia's economy and military are failing. Meanwhile, Ukraine just lost massive ground and U.S. banks are dropping like flies. Projection. Now Blinken is repeating the Biden admin talking points spewed by John Kirby last night. Their narrative is that Putin and Xi attempts to stop the war in Ukraine is actually just a trick to keep the war going. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. This is from the movie, the book, 1984. So you can see that they're pushing this idea. Is anyone really believing them? Absolutely not. And you can see how desperate they're getting. How do we know they're desperate? Well, Britain is going to supply depleted uranium tank rounds to Ukraine. So now, when they fire this depleted uranium, you're going to see radiation all over the place. They're becoming desperate. Four Senate and House Republicans demand Biden send banned cluster munitions to Ukraine. So banned, that's the word, banned cluster munitions, which means they're desperate like we've never seen before. They're not winning, they're losing. You don't use depleted uranium and ban munitions if you're winning, If you're winning and Putin's on the run, there'd be no need for that. If you're losing, what do? You play dirty. And that's what they're doing right now. Why? Because Putin and now Xi, they have the upper hand. The deep state is in trouble. Remember, this is not a battle between Russia, China, and the U.S. It's a battle between Russia, China, Trump, and the deep state. That's what you're witnessing right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see that a former U.S. military leader is calling to immediately arm Israel with advanced weapons to deter and prevent a nuclear Iran in an open letter. Now, what is the deep state trying to do? They're trying to push a nuclear war. They're trying to push it all over the place. And that reminds me of Post 964. If we go down a little bit in this post, it says, "We are the gatekeepers of all. By all, we mean all information." And then the next line down, it says Uranium One, with arrows pointing to Canada, then to the EU, then to Russia, then to Iran, then to North Korea, then to Syria, then to Pakistan. Then there's three arrows pointing to Iran next. So is Iran next? I do believe so. Everything that they're doing right now is they're trying to push World War III. Now, Trump, he mentioned this a long time ago, and this is what they're trying to do because they're trying to bring us into their 16-year plan. Remember, their 16-year plan was what? To bring us to war. That's what they're trying to do. The 16-year plan was to get the weapons away from the people. Their 16-year plan was to destroy the economy. Everything that the 16-year plan was to also have open borders. Everything that you're witnessing right now is part of their 16-year plan. And all they're doing is they're following their 16-year plan. Trump knows the playbook. He knows that this is what they're trying to follow. And he is now letting everyone know this is the direction we're heading in. Now, you're going to see the rhinos, you're going to see the D's, you're going to see the fake news, you're going to see all these people, even the Biden administration, if Biden's still there, but whoever is in power at that point, they're all going to be pushing war. And Trump, he's already let everyone know he's going to be pushing for peace. So you think all those young people, you think all the people, they're like, yes, Biden, Biden, or whoever's in power, do you think they're going to want to be on the front lines when war starts? Or are they going to say, well, I'm not going to war. But whoa, wait, you're talking about a draft? And wait, there's a bill in there that says you're actually going to draft women too? They're going to have to join have to sign up for the Secret Service at age 18? Whoa, no. See, now you're taking it too far. I thought we were going to get rid of Trump and that was it. But now you're saying we're going to war. And when Trump steps in and he starts to talk about peace, I wonder how these people are going to react. Now, I'm not saying the whole country is going to react like this, but I'm going to tell you right now, most of these people, they don't want to go to the front line. They're going to run like you've never seen before. And we can see that with the pandemic has completely imploded on them. And now it seems that there are certain leaders that are trying to cover up what they did because the truth now is coming out. And it's just absolutely amazing how this happens. The German Minister of Health, Karl Lauterbach, who once claimed that COVID-19 vaccination was free of side effects, admitted last week that he was wrong, saying adverse reactions occur at a rate of 1 in 10,000 doses and can cause severe disabilities. So Lauterbach responded that his tweet that he said that there's no side effects was misguided and it was an exaggeration. Wait a minute. So the bioweapon that you were telling everyone to inject themselves with, saying it was completely free of side effects, you really didn't know that? Or did you know that? Because this doesn't make sense because the world was telling everyone that there were no side effects. Were you all lying to us? Where did you get this information? Can we see the information? See, this is why the people need to wake up. And I don't understand why people sat in a car, in a line, stuck their arm out and said, hey, wait, you've developed this yesterday? Great. I don't need to see any documentation. I just trust you. And I know we all have relatives that went ahead and did this, even if you argued with them. And it makes no sense how you would just trust. The people need to step back a little bit with everything that they see and start to think logically what's really going on here. Because the government is evil. They're not doing anything in your best interest. The only person that will do anything in your best interest is you. That is it. And I think the people need to start to understand this. The people need to understand what is happening right now. Now, Biden finally has signed the bill to declassify COVID. It took him quite a long time. I guess whatever deal and whatever he was trying to do maybe worked, maybe didn't work. Maybe they said, yeah, you have to sign it, but we're going to get rid of you later. Well, who knows how this happened, but he took quite a while to actually sign this. And basically what his directive says is that the intelligence community will use every tool at its disposal to investigate the origin of COVID-19. And what they'll basically do is they will declassify and share as much of the information as possible. Wait a minute, declassify and share as much of the information as possible. So why can't we see it all? What's the problem with this? The American people have a right to see it all. Now, the DNI, they have 90 days to make the redactions and declassify the investigation. And I wouldn't be surprised if this information comes out completely redacted and you see absolutely nothing. And Biden was out there saying, we need to get to the bottom of COVID-19 origins. Kash Patel responded to this and says, we already did during Trump admin. Biden and company just never liked the truth. Yeah, because Biden's controlled by who? China, Ukraine, and other entities. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this is coming from the New York Post, it says artificial intelligence has developed a treatment for cancer in just 30 days and can predict patient survival rate. So this is a new study that was published in the Journal of Chemical Science. The researchers at the University of Toronto, along with In Silico Medicine, developed a potential treatment for hepatocellular carcinoma with an AI drug discovery platform called Pharma AI. And basically, it came up with a compound in 30 days that can be used for cancer. Now, what's very interesting about this, and remember, it still has to go through clinical trials and things like that. I remember a post from a while ago, and this is post 694, which is February 7, 2018. And it says, what if cures already exist? What about the billions public-private government provided to fund cure development? Sheep, these people are sick. So what happens if cures already exist? What happens if we already had them here? What happens if it's hydroxychloroquine? What happens if it's ivermectin with other drugs that would actually cure cancer? Why wouldn't they release this? Because there's big money in just treating the sickness. There's big money in these organizations that fundraise to beat the sickness. Can you imagine if there was a cure? Everything that you know today, if there was a cure for cancer, think about all the doctors, the oncologists and all the rest and all the equipment that they created, everything that would just disappear. Think about all the institutions, organizations that were created where people donate, you know, the cancer organizations, they would disappear. Everything would just disappear if there was a cure. Now you know why they don't want to come out with a cure. Then if we go to post 735, and Anon on the board said, how long will we have to wait for cures of cancer and other sicknesses? Q said, chatter amongst those in control has begun. They know we know, which means the public will know. Release prior to cover-up, public informed and collapse, which option? Well, with everything that's happening right now with COVID and everything, it looks like they picked the option of collapse. Because now as the people learn the truth and they learn the truth about the vaccines, the people, they're losing the trust of Big Pharma. They're losing the trust of the CDC. They're losing the trust of the FDA, losing the trust of Fauci and the doctors. So this pandemic didn't help them. This actually hurt them in the end because now they can see who the liars are. Even though these people knew the truth, they lied to the American public and the world. Just like the riots of 2020 was a complete and utter lie. Remember, they told us it was a myth. They told us it was mostly peaceful. They told us it didn't exist. And the people saw with their own eyes, they heard with their own ears that, yes, there were riots. And finally, they had to admit, okay, we were lying to you. There are riots. Well, they didn't say it in that way, but that's how you can look at it. But look what's happening now after all of this. Philadelphia right now is going to pay over $9 million to rioters for injuries incurred in 2020. So now we're paying the rioters to riot? Does that make any sense? These people should be in jail for what they have done. They burned down U.S. cities. They looted stores. They killed and hurt people. They shouldn't be getting paid for what they've done here. Remember, this was BLM, Antifa, and other criminals that were doing all of this. And look what happened in January 6th. It's the same people that were involved. Actually, as time goes on, there are more and more videos that are coming out that shows that there were people that were undercover. There was another January 6th video that was just released, and this is coming from the Justice League on Telegram. And the video that just came out shows Trump supporters pointing out and recognizing agitators inside the Capitol, calling them traitors and telling them to get the F out. Now, they were dressed just like Antifa. Yeah, sometimes Antifa throws a sticker on there that says Trump, or they stick something to the helmet like an American flag. But these people are Antifa, and you can see them because all they do is destroy. And the crowd was saying, absolutely not. Actually, if you look at the Trump supporters, they're not walking around in helmets with masks on and goggles. Those are the agitators. Now, what's very interesting, when you start to look at everything the D party has been doing, and you look at the deep state players, you can see that this resembles the Nazi party. Actually, Antifa resembles the Nazi party. And the American Thinker put this out and said, number one, racial and ethnic division was a central component of Nazi political strategy and philosophy. The Nazi party was the most racially obsessed political party in human history. Today's Democrat Party is second only to the Nazi Party in their racial obsession. Every piece of legislation, every accusation against their opponents, every aspect of American society, even weather and climate, are framed in imaginary racism. Number two, in the 1920s and early 30s, the Nazi Party relied on street riots, property damage, and gratuitous violence, utilizing their militant cadre to project power through intimidation while blaming the others for the violence. Their ability to terrorize the citizenry and national political leadership played a major role in their ascendance to power, as they promised peace and impartial justice if elected. The Democratic Party revealed in the summer of 2020 that they too have the wherewithal and the inclination to acquiesce to street riots, property damaging, gratuitous violence, utilizing their military cadre, Antifa, and Black Lives Matter, to project power through intimidation. Number three, in January 1933, Hitler was appointed Chancellor of Germany. Within 4 weeks of mysterious and, in all likelihood, staged fire broke out at the Reichstag. It was the Congress building, which the Nazis blamed on the communist agitators as their opening salvo in a violent coup. Using this pretext, the Nazis rushed to arrest and harshly prosecute selected elements of their political adversaries, thus intimidating the balance. They also forced through the Reichstag, the Enabling Act of 1933, in March of the same year. This law embedded the Nazis as the sole dominant political party and ensured that only the Nazis could win future elections. The D party seized upon, in all likelihood, a setup disturbance at the Capitol on January 6, 2021, to proclaim that it was an armed insurrection and the opening salvo in a violent coup attempt by Trump, his supporters, and white supremacists. Using this pretext, the D's rushed to arrest and harshly prosecute those in attendance in order to intimidate their political enemies. In the footsteps of the Nazi Party, the D's immediately pushed to pass the For the People Act, which would have overturned virtually all existing voter laws, embedded the Democrats as the sole dominant political party, and ensured that only the Democrats could win future elections. What else did Nazis do? They used censorship. They controlled the narrative. They eliminated cultural institutions. They destroyed statues. They burned books. They banned public speeches. Does anyone see something very, very similar here? Because when you speak on social media right now, that's public speaking. Were they banning public speaking? Yes. Were they using censoring? Yes. They were doing all of these things. Now, think about it. Think about what they did when they used intimidation, where they switched everything around. They always say that it was the other side doing it, even though it was them dressed up doing and performing the riots and everything like that. Now, think about January 6th. Now we're finding out there were people that were dressed up like Trump supporters, and they were blaming it on Trump supporters. But even though it was not Trump supporters that were doing this, it was a complete and utter setup. Now think about the arrest of President Trump. Are they going to do the same exact thing? Are they going to arrest him? And are they going to say, oh, look, it's the Trump supporters again that are rioting in the streets? Why do you think they're letting all the criminals in? Why do you think they have this cash bail thing going on? Why do you think they have Antifa, BLM? They're going to use these people to push this agenda. You're going to have the Patriot Front group on one side. They're going to make it seem like, oh, look, they're the Trump supporters. The other side, you're going to see Antifa and the rest, and they're going to use the Patriot Front group and other people dressed up as Trump supporters to burn and loot, and they're going to blame it on Trump. This is what they're going to try to do. And you can see they're getting closer and closer to this. Out in New York right now, you have camera crews, fences up, waiting for the big moment. And what's very interesting about this is that right now the White House says that they haven't seen any specific threats from Trump-related protests at all. There's nothing that they're picking up. But there was a bomb threat that was called into the police, and that was at the New York City court hosting the Trump trial. Now, think about that for a second. Most likely the FBI probably called it in. But who are they going to try to blame this on? Oh, wait, this is where they're hosting the Trump trial? I mean, he's not there yet. I mean, it's the grand jury going over the documentation and trying to make a ruling on this. Are they going to blame that on a Trump supporter? Are they going to blow up a building and blame it on a Trump supporter to get everything going? Well, this is something that we need to watch because it seems that they're going to be pushing this. Now, we know that they're going to be coming at Trump from all different directions. They're not going to stop. If people think, oh, well, he got through this, they're going to stop. No, they're fighting for their lives. They know that he has everything on him. They know if they don't win this any way they possibly can, they're done for. So they're going to fight to the very, very end. And actually, it's going to get worse because they're leaving the information war and they're going into a physical war right now. That's what they're trying to start. And they're going to bring it all the way up to a world war. Trump, the Patriots, they know this. They know that this is their playbook. But Trump, he's going to push back every step of the way, just like he's been doing from the very, very beginning. He's already pushing back on the Georgia special grand jury, which really wasn't constitutional. It was a special grand jury because we know that they're going to try to go after him with RICO charges. And Trump already is fighting back. Trump's lawyers also asked Georgia court to prevent the special grand jury's report from being used as evidence as Fulton County DA Fannie Willis considers RICO charges. Trump's legal team also demanded Fulton County DA Fannie Willis' office to be recused from any investigation involving Trump. And he's continually pushing back because, once again, this grand jury wasn't a real grand jury. It was a fake grand jury, and they found absolutely nothing. It's the same thing with what's happening out in Manhattan with Alvin Bragg. There's a huge problem with this case, is that the key element of intent rests on the word of Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, who was convicted of perjury from his claims in this very case. So one of the lawyers who quit because Trump previously wasn't indicted wrote a book about it. That book came out recently, and Mark Pomerantz wrote it about Bragg. He says at one point, Alvin Bragg commented that he could not see a world in which we would indict Trump and call Cohen as a prosecution witness unless there's something that no one knows about. That seems like exactly what he's doing. So really think about this. We have Cohen, who was put into prison because he lied. So they're going to believe this individual? This makes no sense whatsoever. Now, President Trump, he says Attorney Costello, he is telling the truth with papers and documents because he's been listening to Cohen on TV. He's been listening to the case, and he's saying that Cohen, and I think Costello was his attorney, he's saying Cohen has been lying about all of these things, and he has the papers and the documentation. Trump, he responded to this, and he said the following. It is being said that this disbarred lawyer, Michael Cohen, was put out to dry today after his highly respected former attorney and legal advisor, Robert Costello, made a great impression not only on the DA's office, but the grand jury itself. He is known to be a great lawyer and highly honorable man. He stated to the media that he could no longer listen to the lies that Cohen was spreading. He told the truth with papers, documents, and backup. He left zero doubt the DA will do the right thing. And Kat Turd put this out on Twitter. Democrats' old superhero and their new superhero, both felon con artists, serial liars, and dirtbag disbarred lawyers, Avenatti and Cohen. These are the people they're using to go after Trump. These people are in prison. because they lied, they stole, they cheated. Think about this for a second. Then Trump put this out. While Congress is at it, they should look at the corrupt Attorney General of New York State, Letitia James, who got elected solely on I Will Get Trump platform without knowing anything about me. She then brought a completely bogus lawsuit, which is presided over by an AG picked Trump-hating judge, a political hack whose court this case should not be in. It should be in the commercial division, but he wouldn't let it go, is pushing it hard, and knows exactly what he wants to do. The chief judge of New York State should remove this ridiculous case to the commercial division where it belongs. Legal professionals are asking why this hasn't happened long ago. It is disgraceful. It is disgraceful. But think about what Trump has done this entire time. He has brainwashed the public. He had all the corrupt politicians, the fake news, continually repeat the same exact message. Actually, out in New York City, there are people out there holding up the sign, no one is above the law. Now, they keep repeating this over and over and over. We have Hillary Clinton repeating it. We have the fake news repeating it. We have Biden repeating it. And in the end, this is going to be used against them because this is what they've been saying. Nobody's above the law. Remember? And remember, they projected all their crimes onto Trump. And this is going to boomerang on them in the end. Now, DA Alvin Bragg grand jury will reconvene on Wednesday to weigh charges against Trump. And we're getting word that he might be indicted tomorrow. And he'll be asked to surrender for arraignment next week. So Trump got ahead of the story. He shut down the surprise attack because remember, they love surprise attacks. Look what they did to Roger Stone. Look what they do to everybody. They bring in helicopters. They drag you out at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're in your pajamas or maybe sleeping naked, who knows? And they bring you out onto the out into the open. The TV crew was already tipped off that this is going to happen. They have helicopters flying all over the place. They have boats out on the water and they rush in and they do this and they capture it on TV because it's a big show. I do believe Trump countered everything that they were trying to do. He took the news, he brought it out into the open and let everyone know this is what they were going to do. So that shock value that they wanted so badly is gone. That's really what they wanted because the indictment is going to completely disappear because there's nothing there. There's absolutely nothing. And remember, this will be the first president ever arrested. What did Trump just do? He showed the American people that now this is possible. Just like he showed everyone that you can go after the taxes of the president or any politician, not just their personal taxes, their companies, their institutions, their organizations, anything, foundations, you name it. These are all the pieces that are coming together that he's setting up right now because he needs all these things to go after them. So he has to bait them in and he has to have them do it to him so he could set a precedent and then do it back to them. That is what he's doing. Now, this is going to put DeSantis in a very interesting position. Remember, he's the governor of Florida. If they call for Trump's arrest, Trump could say, okay, I'm not going. What does DeSantis do? Does he sign the extradition? Or does he say, no, I'm protecting Trump? Well, think about the people that are behind DeSantis right now. Remember, it's the Bushes, it's Paul Ryan, people behind the curtain. Because remember, they want DeSantis to go up against Trump. They want to split the vote. Has Trump just trapped them in all of this? This is going to be very interesting how this all plays out if Trump decides, you know what, I'm just going to sit here. Go ahead, DeSantis, make a decision. What are you going to do? Because already the poll numbers are not in the favor of DeSantis. We'll be discussing that in a little bit. But first, Scott Adams put this out. If Trump gets indicted, it will make him look right about everything, including whatever he was wrong about. It will be the final confirmation of everything you suspected about the system is true, even if it isn't. Chris Rock was out there, and he said, arresting Trump is like arresting Tupac. He's going to sell more records. They're absolutely right. And the deep state, they lose both ways. If they indict, Trump becomes more popular than they could ever imagine. Plus, they help Trump build the case of election interference. If they dismiss it, the people just see it as a witch hunt, a political stunt driven by Biden and Soros, because those names were already put out there. No matter which way they go, they have lost. Qtah has put this out on True Social. He said the following: all of this arrest talk has the exact same feel to it like when Robert Mueller showed up on Capitol Hill and delivered his Russian FBI collusion that ruined the Dems' reality forever. A lot of hype, nothing new to the public. I'm telling everyone now, whether there is an arrest or not, this is all being shoved straight into the deepest parts of your temporal lobe, so you'll never forget who and how and what these people, these sick people, tried to do to an innocent man. Trump will get his turn back on them. Absolutely. Richard Grinnell put this out on True Social. He said, if you want to give real Donald Trump what he deserves, then give him a Nobel Peace Prize. Absolutely. But like I said before, the messages coming out from DeSantis is not helping him. Everything that they're doing with Trump is helping Trump. And actually, this whole entire event that they're creating with this arrest is just going to help him even more. Think about it. Everything that they've done from the very beginning, has it hurt him or has it helped him? It has always helped him. This is coming from Interactive Polls on Twitter. It says 2024 Republican primary polling trends by Morning Consult. January 2nd, Trump 45, DeSantis 34. February 25th, Trump 48, DeSantis 30. March 14th, Trump 52, DeSantis 28. March 19th, Trump 54, DeSantis 26. So Trump is going up in the polls. DeSantis is going down in the polls. Who controls the narrative? Who are the people with? They're with Trump. Now, like I said from the very beginning, we need to support Trump. We need to show the deep state, because they're coming after us. Remember, he's in the way. They're coming after us. We need to show them that we are the majority, and they need to hear our roar. And the only way to do this is to show our patriotism. Show the deep state who we are. Let them see us. Put the flag everywhere. If you have a Trump flag, if you have an American flag, if you have both of them, put them all out. Put them on your home. Put them on your car. If you drive a bus, if you're a train engineer, if you drive a truck, if you're a biker, no matter where you go, flags are out. Wear a flag pin. Wear a flag hat. Post pictures of your flag everywhere. Everywhere the deep state turns, everywhere they walk, every restaurant, every store, every place they go, no matter where you work, put up a flag. So everywhere they turn, they see us. Let them see us. Let them know we are the majority. And if you're going to post your flag on social media, Cash made a recommendation that we should use the January 6th prisoner song with Trump saying the Pledge of Allegiance. So we need to show President Trump, because he's been taking all the slings and arrows for we the people. Remember, this is our last chance to save the country. If the country falls, we're done for. So we need to show President Trump that we are behind him. Give him strength. Let him know that we're here, that we're behind him. So flags out. So take a listen to the January 6th choir with Trump saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands,
and the rock is ready.
one nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founder, founded in 1974, hold your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bag under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. We are at war and we are in a recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know, but it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And do you know who will get hit the most? You. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family, because things will get worse. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You've worked too hard to build your savings and investments to see it all crushed to bits. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold Investments ticks all the boxes to keep you safe. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or higher. Stop worrying and visit X22Gold.com. That's X22Gold.com. There's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to keto with x22.com. That is keto with x22.com.